off this week because we did last time. Welcome to Pocket Toy, Destructoid's kind of official handheld gaming podcast. I am your host, Jordan, / Jackal27, and with me today is my co-host,
Addison, / Crackety Jones.
And we are going to give you some video game listenings on your iPod or computer or whatever you listen with.
Your Zune.
Your Zune. Or
your toaster.
Your toaster?
Yeah.
It's been a while since we did this. I feel kind of...
Yeah. I can tell. What's going on?
Nothing.
I have been playing a whole two games, and a whole one of them is handheld.
A whole lot.
Yeah. I've just gone straight weeaboo recently, and I've been playing a ton of Ni No Kuni, and just loving every second of it.
I don't think that makes you a weeaboo, that just makes you an awesome person in general.
Well, to the general public, it makes me a weeaboo. For those of you that don't know, Ni No Kuni is a level 5 JRPG that all of the art is done by Studio Ghibli, and it's gorgeous, and the story makes me sad and happy, and makes me feel like a little kid. And, man, I just love that game so much. The character designs are awesome. It's the first JRPG that I've been, heavily addicted to since Persona 3.
I need to play it, but I don't have a PS3.
Yeah. I'll let you borrow my PS3 once I finish. But it might be a little bit because I've kind of taken a break from Ni No Kuni and been playing the ever-loving tits out of Fire Emblem Awakening.
Yeah!
We're going to get into that more later in the show, though.
Yes.
But, I mean, really, that's been it. I started the... I can't ever remember what this game is called. Etrian Odyssey, whatever.
Etrian.
I just don't really care. I'm not very far into it, but so far I can kind of tell that it's probably not going to be a game that I really dig. But I'm going to keep playing it and give it a fair shot. Other than that, that's really all I've been playing. Ni No Kuni is awesome.
Is it?
It's so good.
I love all the adorable monster designs in it.
Yeah, the character designs on all the monsters and the different...
That first monster you get, I love him so much. I don't even know what he is.
Yeah, I've pretty much only been using him. I think his name is Might or something. I don't know. I named him Chungus.
Why do you name everything Chungus?
It's a word that Jim Sterling said a bunch on some pictures he made and on I almost said Pocket Toy on Podtoid, and I just for some reason think it's a really funny word, so I named him Chungus. But yeah, all the characters are really cool. The voice acting for the most part is really good. Also, all the different locations in the game are really, really cool, mm-hmm. And the story is really good. The only... I have, small little complaints that aren't, anything major, but the one thing that I don't like about JRPGs, or sometimes RPGs in general, it annoys me when I feel like a game is dragging something out. It's like, okay, here you are at this gate where you need to go, but first, for some just bullshit reason, you've got to go over here and get this and take it to this guy and then go talk to his dad and get this guy's lunch and take it out to the forest and kill 5 monsters. Then you can go through the gate. It's like, oh my gosh. All right, I'll do it and I'll enjoy doing it, but I don't have time to do that all day. I love the game so much, but at the same time, I would like it to be a little shorter. I don't need it to drag everything out. Other than that, I don't really have any complaints. It's amazing. It's even better than I expected it to be.
I need to get my body all over that game.
Yeah, you do.
Alrighty. So, if you don't know, I'm not in school this semester, and I'm still working at my usual job, but I'm also looking for another part-time job because I'm bored, and I want more money. And I haven't been able to find one, so I've just had, like, all this free time, which means video games, and my wife isn't home most of the time, so even more video games. And but I'm going to try to hone in on a few of them. Feel free to interrupt me. But have you played any more of Persona 4 since we last recorded?
I don't think so. I've really? Been too busy with Ni No Kuni and Fire Emblem and
whatever else. Because last time we recorded, I was talking about how I started playing it, and I really wasn't feeling it. I was, you know, I just kind of burnt out on it. Well, like, basically the day after we recorded that, or a couple days after, I just spent one full day. Like, woke up, played Persona 4, fell asleep. Like, I played it all day. And after that day, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is the most freaking amazing thing ever. And I just went crazy on that game for a while. And I've taken a break for the last, you know, week or so. But, man, that game is so, so good. And yeah, I wish I would have chosen to play on easy, though, because I feel like
yeah,
sometimes,
I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes like I'm almost wanting to just restart and just play all the way on easy, but I know I'm already like 20 hours in or something, but because like all I care about is the freaking relationships and hanging out with my bros and hitting on girls. I don't want to like fight monsters in it. just like let me go goof around at school and go to soccer practice. I don't want to go save people, and so I'm always just like, anytime it's like, all right, time to go back into the TV land and save this guy, I'm just like, who freaking cares? Like, let me get back to working at the daycare and hitting on the girl in drama class. But yeah, that game's amazing. Freaking so good. Oh, I bought this game a few days ago called Teleglitch for the PC, and I'm going to repeat that. It's Teleglitch, like television, and then glitch. It's all like one word. And I think it was like $10 or something, but I had heard like all of my indie video game bros on Twitter ranting about it a few weeks ago, but when I didn't have any money. So now I have some money, and I was like, I'll pick it up. And I tried it out, and it is so good. It is such a good game. It's the art style is really weird. It's all like you know what I mean by aliased? Like there's some 3D objects in it, but they're super jaggy. Kind of mm-hmm. kind of PS1 era stuff,
yeah,
and
polygony.
Yeah, but the game is like above view, so like think like GTA 1 or 2 or whatever, and you can barely tell what things are like because everything's so pixely. But for some reason, it creates this super scary, spooky environment, and everything's randomly generated, kind of like a roguelike. And you're basically stuck on this space station after some horrible accident, and there's like mutants and monsters around. And you're trying to survive and figure out what happened. And so you're like reading computer panels and like finding, you know, nails and like little bits of like metal and crap and crafting your own armor and weapons. And it's really cool. It's super fun. And it's like another one of those indie games that I've just gotten super into, kind of like, you know, I did with like FTL or, you know, Hotline Miami or whatever.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like a bit like FTL when you were talking about it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's kind of like FTL plus Hotline Miami.
I could get into that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I really dig it. And it's like a horror or survival horror kind of action-y RPG-ish thing. Really cool game. But yeah, so I've been playing that. Have you heard anything about Path of Exile at all?
I don't think so.
It's okay, so get this. I haven't played much of it, but I downloaded it a few days ago and played a bit with Bennett. So Path of Exile is it's pay to play, but all the pay stuff is only like costumes and junk. Doesn't affect the game or the weapons or the armor or anything. So it's basically just completely free to play. It is an indie developed, you know, action PC action RPG like Diablo 3 or Torchlight, and it is like completely free. And it is super fun, and it has a really cool like level up system using these gems and stuff, where you basically get to craft your own classes, kind of. And
It's called Path of Exile.
Yeah, really cool. You should check it out. It's completely free, and I've really been digging that. And what's cool is, like, I think it, like, whenever you go to towns and stuff, there's, like, other players, like, running around. Like, it's online, and then whenever you, like, exit, it's whoever you're partied up with, and or just you, you know. But it's, like, super dark and kind of, like, creepy, and it's more, like, you know, Diablo 2-ish than, like, Torchlight 2 or something like that. Really cool game. I've been digging it. It has some neat classes, too, that I've never seen before. Like, I'm playing as a duelist who's, like, a guy that specializes in, like, swords, and he, like, you know, uses rapiers and stuff. Cool. Yeah. So, Path of Exile is a game I played a little of, not that much. And, of course, Fire Emblems all over the place.
So many Fire Emblems.
Oh, and the Etrian Odyssey demo as well. But I liked it more than you did.
Man. Well, I mean, I still haven't, like, I've only played, like, the first few minutes of it. I just am getting this feeling that it's not going to be something I like.
I can put up with grindy, kind of minimalist RPGs much better than you can, too.
Yeah. Man, for the first couple days that we had Fire Emblem, you and I stayed at a pretty even pace, but I'm pretty sure you're way ahead of me now.
Actually, probably not, because I basically spent all of yesterday grinding and building relationships.
Where I'm at is chapter 6 / the paralogue 2.
I think I'm at chapter 8 or 9, so I'm not that far.
Oh, okay. Sure. This morning I did, like, the DLC and did, like, a grind.
Yeah.
One of the risens that pop up on the map.
Yeah, see, what I found is you can buy these boxes called Reeking Boxes, and they will spawn Risen wherever. And every Risen battle you fight, you get at least, like, 1,000, 2,000 gold, and they cost 500. So I just kept buying those and then, like, summoning more. And depending on where you which map you're on is what level the Risen will be. So if you fight them on the prologue map, they're all going to be, like, level 2 and 3. And if you fight them on Chapter 8 map, they're going to be, like, in the teens. So I was just like, you know, because... basically, I was, like, switching between all my characters, trying to get them all even, because I'm crazy. and I'm super indecisive, and I was like, oh, I want to use Kellum and this chick and this guy, and so I kept, like, just grinding people and trying and getting support conversations and crap.
Well, let's just go ahead and jump in to our Fire Emblem discussion.
Okay, you don't want to do any reviews?
I don't have anything to review.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a couple things I got to review first, and then we'll jump into our Fire Emblem stuff. I'll make them quick. So the first thing I have to review is a little game called Escape Vector.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this game is $10 on the 3DS eShop, and I believe it's an enhanced port of a WiiWare game.
It's also available on the Vita.
Yes, that's right. It's also available on the Vita. And Escape Vector is an odd game. I had heard quite a bit of good things about it, so I wanted to check it out and let you guys know what I thought. And I think that this game is pretty good, but it definitely has some issues. Basically, the way it plays is you have these like levels that are designed as pathways that make squares and everywhere, but it's all interconnected. So like you're this little vector, basically an arrow, traveling straight down a path, and you know you can turn at a corner or turn at another corner and go down these paths, and your whole goal is to basically walk over each inch of this path. So you know the whole path will be white, and you know after you've covered the entire area or after you've moved over an area, it'll start turning purple, and so your whole goal is to you know kind of cover the entire area. And they start throwing in more and more gameplay elements like enemies that you have to avoid or that will explode when you box them into a certain area, or bombs that you can use to blow up enemies but then they'll respawn super quick, or like boosts. And the boost is really the coolest power up because you gain more boost as you cover more ground, but you're also like having to like move out of the way of enemies and all this different stuff. And you know there's different stuff like gates that'll kill you and everything. And I'm not going to lie, I didn't get to finish this game because this game has a ton of content. Like, tons and tons of content. I kept running into, like, bonus worlds and extra levels and time attacks and all kinds of stuff. And not to mention that it has online leaderboards and you know, global and, you know, friendless leaderboards, and, you know, like all these time attack modes, and like each level has, you know, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum medals that you're trying to get, and it's pretty crazy. And has I can talk about so many different elements of this game, but I think once you see a trailer of it, it'll explain itself a lot better. It's much harder to describe in words, but I'll basically say that it's a really unique puzzle game, yet another one of those for the eShop. It also has some really cool music and some amazing 3D effects. Like, they must have worked really hard on the 3D on this one, because it looks incredible. And that's about all there is to say about it. I liked it, but I didn't think it was, you know, the best puzzle game on the eShop. But it's a pretty decent offering, and if you watch the trailer and it seems like something you would be into, I would definitely recommend picking it up. You'll certainly get your money's worth. But it's also, it's so minimalist sometimes that it kind of felt like there wasn't much to hold my interest or my attention. I found myself sometimes getting bored or getting frustrated that I would play a certain level for like 5 minutes straight and almost be done and then get killed and have to start back at the very beginning trying to solve the whole puzzle again, which is always frustrating. So, but based on those few things, I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8 out of 10. So, once again, that's Escape Vector by No. And, yeah, it's a good game, but, you know, it definitely has a couple little issues. But if you watch a trailer and it really seems like something that you would be into, or the music, you think the music's pretty awesome, I really think that you'd probably dig it. I've heard a few people say this is their favorite eShop game yet, but for me, just something about it didn't necessarily click as much. But I still think it's a good, solid game.
Well, neat.
Yep. Next game I'm going to review is a Game Boy game that came out a couple weeks ago called Kirby Star Stacker. I don't need to say much about Kirby Star Stacker. It's Kirby Tetris. Yeah, I mean, it's different in that, like, you know, you're stacking all the little animals from Kirby's Dream Land 2, so, you know, Rick the Hamster and those guys, and you're trying to match them up, but there's also, like, star blocks falling down. So let's say that, you know, you've got a vertical line where there's a Rick the Hamster at the bottom and then, like, three star blocks on top of him. Well, if you drop a Rick the Hamster on top of all those star blocks, it'll still connect to the one below him, because the star blocks basically count as anything as long as you're, you know what I'm saying? As long
yeah.
as you're connecting the ends with whatever the animal is. And, yeah, when I was a kid, I loved this game. I had a Japanese friend, and he gave me a copy of it, and I played it like crazy. So when it came out, I was just like, yes, Kirby Star Stacker, I'm going to play the crap out of this game. And then I downloaded it, and I played it. I was like, man, this game's not as fun as I remember.
Did it have an American release before this?
Yes, it did, but
okay.
I just had a Japanese copy.
I thought it did, but yeah. Then... Okay, just wanted to make sure.
He gave me a bunch of games from Japan that I thought only came out in Japan, but actually came out in the U.S. as well. Like, he gave me, like, Super Mario Land 2 in Japanese, and I was like, whoa, a Mario game that never came out in the U.S. And then I saw it at GameStop one day. I was like, wait a second. But, so yeah, it's a good game, I guess. It's fun. It's $3. 6 out of 10.
All right. Great, great review. Kirby Tetris. It's a game. 6 out of 10. Alright, so Fire Emblem?
Yeah!
Fire Emblem!
So, how about that effing delay?
It wasn't... For us, it wasn't that bad. We got it, like, one day later, right?
I guess. I guess so. I was really hoping that it was going to be out Sunday night somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I've bought a lot of Nintendo games on Sunday nights, you know, at Walmart and stuff. So I was just like, yeah, and then it wasn't. But it was on the eShop. And I was like, no. And then, you know, the next day, it wasn't out anywhere, and I was super disappointed. It was only a couple days late, but it felt like an eternity.
I know, because we'd already been waiting quite a while for this game.
It felt like it was like another week, but it was only like 2 days late, really. Really only 1.5 days late.
I came really close to just getting it off the eShop.
Me too, but
I was like, well, I'm probably not going to sell it ever, and I mean, the case is just going to take up space, and this way I can have two games in my 3DS, but I'm glad I didn't.
I'm considering getting Animal Crossing off the eShop since it's something you play every day, you know?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I might, but
I have a feeling that's going to be a huge file.
That's true. But yeah, so, you know, Tuesday, I called everywhere that morning. Like, I just woke up in bed. I was in bed, and I just started calling places. Like, all the GameStops in the area. I called, like, five or six. And, like, you know, a bunch of different places, Toys R Us and stuff. And then like, the last place, I think I texted my brother or you, and one of you two said, have you tried Best Buy yet? And I was like, yeah, I'm calling them right now. And I called them, and I was like, hey, do you guys have any Fire Emblems? And they had told me they weren't going to get them for a few days. And
yeah.
He was just like, oh, let me check in the back. And I was just like ready for it. I was like, yep, he's going to say no, and I'm going to have to wait till Friday. And he was like, yep, we got it. And I was like, what? What? It's like, can you hold it for me? And he's like, yeah, let me get your number. And he like held it for me, and then I texted you guys and like jumped in the shop and drove all the way back to Joplin.
I don't know if Bennett told you, but like I pulled in. Okay, well, this is how it went down. I was at work and I got a text. I check, and it's just you, like in all caps. It's like Best Buy has Fire Emblem. Go, 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 go! And I was like, okay. And I just walked away from what I was doing.
You said and I left work.
And like some of my managers were like moving some like heavy thing, and I just said, hey, I'll be right back. And I just clocked off and left. And I just drove across the street to Best Buy. And as I got out of my car, Bennett was getting out of his car, too. And I was like, hey. And so we walked in, and we were starting to head over to the game section. But I noticed a manager standing there holding some games. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure that's Fire Emblem. And I just stopped. And I was like, hey, is that Fire Emblem? And she was just like, yeah, I haven't really put it in a case or anything yet. I was like, that's okay. I'll buy it right now. And so Bennett and I bought copies and left.
That's funny. I think it's funny you guys both showed up there at the same time.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got so mad on Monday when I was calling around to everywhere because people would be like, oh, games don't come out except on Tuesdays. And I'd be like, no, it's a Nintendo game. They come out on weird days because fried balloons, all right? It's like, and, like, people, like, I was so bitchy that day. Like, people, like, a guy, he'd be, like, nice enough and, like, just didn't know what he was talking about at all. And he'd be like, it's like, well, it says here the street date is February 7th. And I was like, well, that's wrong, because the street date is February 4th. And they're just like, well, I mean, if the street date changed recently, they might know. It's like, nope, it's always been February 4th. I was like, man, I'm being such a bitch. But every single place I called, about almost all of them were like, oh, that doesn't come out today. And I was just like, yes, it does.
Yep, I had a few like that too, but I tried to be nice. I don't know if I was.
I was so upset that I just was not nice at all. I felt bad afterwards. I was like, oh, I should have been nicer.
I was talking to John at GameStop, what is it, Monday, and I was just like, I just kind of walked in, I looked at him, and he was like, what's up? And I was like, when are you going to have Fire Emblems? And then he was like, dude, I have no idea. We were just talking about it. And he said he had 12 people call on Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Asking if they had it. And he was like, he said he was really pissed because he like, you know, if they had it, he would have made like another $700 that day.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was pretty crazy. That was one of the reasons I texted you guys like, go get it. Cause like, after he had told me that, I was like, holy crap, if it comes in, like it's going to be gone in 2 seconds. But I think it's pretty crazy that there was that much demand for it. But
I know Nintendo's like, hey, we're gonna put some marketing behind a game for once. Oh, what? People want this game? Oh, we didn't know. How were we supposed to know?
Let's talk about the game itself.
Nah, let's keep talking about this.
Okay.
No, all right. Let's talk about the game.
Okay. So, how is it?
It's awful. Awfully amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sad I said that. No, I love it. I've always enjoyed Fire Emblem. Like, I haven't bought all of them. I think I've only bought the handheld ones. Like, I know I bought both Game Boy Advance ones and the DS one. There's only one DS one, right?
Yes, that came out in the US.
Yeah. So I bought those three, and that was pretty much it. I think I might have rented the GameCube one once. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always enjoyed Fire Emblem, but never been, like, super crazy about it. But after playing the demo for this one and, like, reading up on it, I was like, oh my god. And, yeah, I'm just in love with this game. I've never felt this way about a Fire Emblem game or strategy RPG, really.
I love strategy RPGs, and I've bought every Fire Emblem game since they came out in the U.S., other than the GameCube one. But after the DS one, I was really... like the Wii one was okay. Like, I was like, oh, this one's all right, I guess. Something about it felt kind of off. And then the DS one was awful. Like, just awful.
Yeah.
And it was just bad. I hated the art style. I hated basically everything about it, but I got it for $10 at Walmart on sale one time. And I still was way disappointed. And and so, like, you know, whenever I saw, like, the trailer start servicing for this one, I was really pumped because it looked really cool. And I didn't think we were even going to get it in the U.S. because the DS one sold so horribly. But we got it. And it's awesome.
And hopefully, since, you know, it seems to be doing pretty well for itself, there's such a high demand, hopefully on the next Fire Emblem game won't have a... any questions of whether or not it'll be localized.
Yeah. What's been your favorite part of the game so far?
Man, I don't know. The story is cool, but I don't know if I'm just dumb, but, like, some of the story, I've just been, like, I don't know if confused is the right word, just, like, like, I'm just, like, what is happening?
No, I think there's still some... Well, it's a freaking RPG, for one. But there's some cool stuff that's going to happen in a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not as far as you, I really...
Couple chapters behind me.
I love the cutscenes. The cutscenes
are gorgeous. They are gorgeous. Everything about this game is gorgeous.
Yeah. I love the support stuff of... like, talking to different characters, and I love the whole mechanic of, you know, when you're standing next to another comrade, that you get bonuses and stuff. It adds a really interesting strategy element.
Have you been pairing up with people very much?
I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into it, but I, like, certain characters have just ended up next to each other a lot.
No, I mean, like, pairing up, where they both become, like, one unit.
That, no.
See, I wasn't doing that, like, at all. And then I realized, like, if you want two units to, like, gain support super fast, like, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I just haven't been able to decide which units I want to
pair up,
like, supported together.
Yeah. That's my thing, is I'm super indecisive. Like, I spent so long making my stupid avatar, and then, like, my main character, and then, like, I keep spending forever trying to figure out who's gonna marry who and who I'm gonna marry.
Yeah, like, that's a blessing and curse with this game at the same time, is that I absolutely love pretty much all of the characters.
Uh-huh.
But then when I go into a battle, I can't have all of the characters I want to be there at the same time.
Yes.
Like, I'll just sit there forever. I'm like, okay, I'm going to unchoose this one, then choose this one. Like, but I still want this one there. But I want everyone there.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's why, like, I think that with this one at least, I've kind of been a little more lax on that. And most Fire Emblem games, I just, like, I'm like, I'm going to emotionally disconnect from all these characters except for these 10. And then I'm just like, you know, and I can interchange the other two out every once in a while. But in this one, I'm just like, nope, I love everybody. And so I'm going to grind on these Risen so you guys can fall in love.
I don't.
I saw this image online, and it was that meme that's like, now kiss, and it was like him doing it with two Fire Emblem characters.
I don't love all the characters though.
Yeah, there's I don't either.
I can't think of his name, but I think it was the first paralogue chapter, I think.
Villager?
Yeah, that villager kid with the pot on his head.
Uh-huh.
Man, I don't like that kid.
Why, just because he's so weak?
He's so weak, and I don't know. There's just nothing super interesting about him to me. You're so pointless.
I'm going to give you a tip, and this goes for Sacred Stones, too. The weakest characters are the strongest characters because they have the most growth potential.
I've been using that advice with, I'm awful with character names, but the first Pegasus.
Soldier. Oh, yeah. Pegasus Knights can get crazy good once you get them going. Pegasus Knights are always super weak at the very beginning, but then everybody always talks about how OP they are after a while.
Yeah.
I've got two of them right now, and they're kind of destroying everything. I just pair them up, and I'm just like, go just scour the land, and they just murder everyone. Like, one of them was like, I got her at like level 5 or something, and then she got to level 20, like no problem, and everybody else is like level 11, 12. I'm like, no!
Do you have them carrying javelins?
Yeah, so they can like throw, like do long distance attacks.
Yeah.
Well, she upgraded to a new class, and so now she can use magic too. But
I'm guessing your highest level character is probably the same as mine, or at least a similar class.
Probably not. Maybe. Pro tip for you: don't promote anyone until they're level 20.
Yeah. Pro tip for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, that's also, plain. Have you been visiting the barracks?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I didn't do that for the first, like, 5 chapters.
I've been doing that the whole game.
Yeah. I love the barracks. I think it's cool that... Did you notice that they add little things to the room after you clear a chapter?
I don't think I really picked up on that.
Yeah, they add little, like, objects, like swords and Christmas trees and stuff. And, yeah, I love all the little conversations they have in there and how it gives you experience and items and stuff.
What was I gonna ask?
I don't remember. Something about pro tip: don't level till 20, or don't.
Oh no! I was just gonna say, I was talking about highest level characters. I was gonna say that mine is Lyssa right now.
Oh really? Yeah, Lyssa's really close for me, but I actually took a break from using her because she was so high. I started using another healer.
Is it her sister, the one that's on the horse with Mend?
Oh, she's not her sister. They're just best friends.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
Weirdos. Yeah, I took a break and started using her for a little while because I don't remember what Trebadors can become, but I think it's pretty good. But so I used her for a little while. But yeah, Lyssa was like my highest because she can pretty much gain experience every turn if you have her healing all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the Pegasus Knights kind of just blew everyone out of the water after a while. I don't know why. They just started leveling up like crazy for some reason. It's like once they cross that threshold, once they get to the point that they can survive on their own, they just destroy everything because they're amazing against magic users and they're like really good against, I don't know, just various ground units and stuff. Just keep them the F away from archers.
You've played the free DLC, right?
Yes.
Also, in case anyone doesn't know, if you're playing sorry, I almost said something that I saw in front of me. Let me minimize this window. If you're playing Fire Emblem and you haven't done it yet, there is free DLC. It's like Champions of Lore 1. Is that what it's called?
Well, there's various ones. I mean, like, you've got...
But there's one that's free.
Yeah, there's paid downloadable DLC, but there's one that's free until March something.
Yeah, and it's called Champions of Lore 1, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, so that is free until March something. So make sure you get that as soon as you can.
Yes. And it's super cool because, like, what I love about it is, first of all, I love that the music was like the NES game's music.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, the map that's on there that you play in that DLC is the very first map from the first Fire Emblem, like, remade. And I love that all the characters on there were all characters from past Fire Emblem games. Like,
yeah,
there were some from, like, the Super Nintendo games and stuff, which is really cool. And it's also cool that they, like, kept all them in, even though those have never been shown in the U.S. before, and, like, no one's going to know who they are. But, you know, guys that have, you know, that have looked at, like, Fire Emblem stuff, like me, I've watched, like, a retrospective on all the games. You're like, oh, it's freaking Sigurd and all these guys from the older games. They also have references the older games and, like, the weapons that you pick up on the ground. Like, you'll find, like, Elwood's sword or, like, Sigurd's lance and stuff like that. And those are all, like, references to old characters, too. But, yeah, I loved the DLC because it was, like, first of all, you can just grind it as much as you want to. But also, it was, like, a cool little side story and then had, like, the old music and all the old characters in it and stuff. I think that I'll probably end up buying all the DLC.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait until I finish the main campaign before I get any DLC, though.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. We'll see. I might buy them in packs as they come out as well. We'll see.
But yeah, that's the best way if you're going to buy all of it. Save some money that way.
Yes, definitely. Like, saves you a dollar on each one. But there's like 25 DLC chapters. It's like a whole nother campaign.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's so much content for this game.
Yes. And I'm already probably going to play through it a second time after I finish.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that I will, but with my backlog and lack of time, probably. I'll just be happy if I finish it once.
Yep. Are you playing on casual or classic?
Yeah, I am playing on casual, and just to defend myself to the listeners that are like, oh, casual.
If you don't know what casual is,
video game.
If you don't know what casual is, it means there's no death. Like, if your dude dies, they're back at the end of the battle.
And the only reason I chose that is just because, like, if I am playing a match and I have someone die, I'm just going to turn it off and reset it anyways. So, I mean, what's the point? I'm just saving myself some time.
Yep. Sorry, my wife just got home.
Okay. I was waiting for you to say something. I'm really excited for more people to get this game so I can start street passing some people.
Yeah. And then you can...
I've got my street pass team set up and, like, messages and stuff. I'm really excited for it.
I just wish that this, and there are, I do have a couple of complaints, and one of them, and I know that there's a ton of content already in it, but I wish that there was more you could do with multiplayer. Like, I mean, even the crappy DS game had online, like, versus multiplayer. And I kind of wish that this had even just, like, local versus multiplayer, and it doesn't, which is sad.
Oh, what? It has some sort of online thing. I thought it was...
No, it has local multiplayer, but it's they're just kind of, like, co-op missions. Where you both control, like, a few units and fight monsters. And I wish that there was a way to fight each other than, like, Street Pass. Because Street Pass is really the main way, because, like, your teams both, like, meet up and the computer controls, you know, one person's team and all that. But
yeah, that is disappointing.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Do you think they'll make another Fire Emblem? Well, okay, let me rephrase it. Do you think the next Fire Emblem will be another 3DS game or a Wii U game?
I don't know. I really don't. I think that it could be another 3DS game because they have a tendency to release several on their portable consoles, and ever since the GBA. And, I mean, they've already got the engine built, and they put a lot of work into, like, you know, the basic engine structure and everything. So I think that they definitely could.
It'd be cool if they took that engine and remade, like, a earlier Fire Emblem that never came out in America.
That would be neat. Be very neat.
All right with that. And then they could add online multiplayer that time.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. What was I going to mention? Oh, another thing about the DLC is, aside from, like, the actual, like, paid DLC you can download, there's, like, Spot Pass characters and maps that you can, like, Spot Pass items and characters and crap that you can fight every single day, which is really cool. Have you been doing any of that when you go to, like, the wireless?
Yeah. I fought with Hector and his army today.
Yeah. See, I think that's awesome, because it's a cool...
They were a lot higher level than I was.
Oh, yeah. You get some that are, like, way, way difficult, and,
like,
you have to wait to fight them.
Oh, no. I mean, like, they were on my side. Like, I fought alongside them against some Risen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think I got to hit one Risen, and then, like, it was, like, allies' turn. Okay, it's over, because they killed everything. They were just, like, one-shotting everything. It's just like, oh my gosh, these guys are so much higher than I am.
Yep. But, yeah, I have like, a ton of them that I can fight, but they're all, like, way stronger than me, so I haven't done that. But I might sometime. We'll see.
You should.
Game's awesome, if you haven't bought it yet.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
Unless you're trapped in a blizzard and can't go buy it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, dude. Even then, it might be worth it just to download it, just saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really enjoying it. I need to hurry up and play some more of it.
Yep.
So I can get back to Ni No Kuni.
It's pretty awesome.
So, there you have it. Fire Emblem Awakening. It is a good game. If you have a 3DS, you should buy it. If you don't have a 3DS, you should buy it.
Well, do you have anything else to say about this Vigi game?
I like it. That's all I really have to say. Oh, you know what? Actually, now that you mention it, I do.
What?
We didn't really, at least I don't think we did, we didn't really discuss the 3D.
Oh, yeah.
The 3D is really, really good.
Yes.
You know what else is really, really good?
What?
The music. We didn't really talk about the music.
Yes.
The music's fantastic as well.
It has one of my favorite soundtracks I've heard in a while. It's really awesome.
Like, I find myself a lot of times when I'm playing a 3DS game, turning the music down, if not all the way off, and turning the 3D completely off, and not so much with this one.
Yeah. I love how they're like, what was it? The other day I was playing on some stage, it was like a cliff edge or something. And then there was, like, an eagle that flew by, and it, like, stuck out over everybody's, like, on top of everything. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, the 3D. And then, like, when it was snowing, it looked like...
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
And then also there's like, desert places where there's, like, heat waves rising off everything.
That's so cool.
And you can, like, see it, and you're just like, what the crap is going on?
Yeah. So, even more reasons why you need this game.
Yep.
All right.
I don't want to hear your excuses. Go buy it.
And now for news.
Yeah, a couple things.
With our own Sam the Eagle, Jordan the guy.
What?
You know, Sam the Eagle from the Muppets.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, Project Cross Zone is coming to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty hot. It's pretty crazy we haven't recorded since then.
No.
We kept putting it off because we were like, yeah, we'll record when we get Fire Emblem. And then Fire Emblem got delayed more and more, and we kept putting it off more.
My internet kept being stupid.
And then Addison's internet died, and so we couldn't record. But yeah, Project Cross Zone's coming to the U.S. The one 3DS game I never thought would come to the U.S. is the one that is coming to the U.S. Which is pretty cool. It looks neat. It's like a tactical strategy game, but with Sega and Namco and Capcom characters. So, like, Resident Evil dudes versus, I don't know, freaking Sonic or whatever. No, yeah, Sonic. I don't think Sonic's even in it, which is dumb, but...
I'm looking at the characters right now, because I wanted to see if they had... I just had this thought pop in my head. I was like, what if they have Shinmu? But it doesn't look like they do.
Yeah, Sega seems like they dropped the ball a little bit on their characters, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, it seems like the stuff they pulled out was like... A lot of great Capco and Namco.
Yep.
But Capco. I said Capco. Capcom and Namco.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the Sega stuff is just like Valkyria Chronicles and game you've never heard of.
Yeah, Sakura Wars.
Yeah, Sakura Wars.
Shining Force, Exa.
Why haven't we got any Shining Force games in years? I don't think they've been very good anyway, though.
It's a character from some game called Zombie Revenge and a game called Fighting Vipers. So,
there's that.
They should have just put Sonic in, because it would have just been so ridiculous. Wish they had done that.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
I don't know, but it looks like a pretty awesome game.
It does, especially when you see the way that the battles play out and stuff. It looks pretty neat. But yeah, so that's coming out. I'm pretty pumped for it. I will
play. It'll be coming out sometime between June and August of this year.
Yeah, which is pretty crazy. It's coming that early too.
Yeah. I guess there's not a whole lot for that kind of game to translate, I guess.
Yeah. But other news is that Xseed is bringing a bunch of Japanese games to the U.S., which is pretty sweet. One of which I am extremely excited for. And that game is Rune Factory 4!
Ah, yeah.
Because Rune Factory 3 was kind of like my favorite game I played last year that didn't come out in 2012. And it was super fun. And then I didn't think Rune Factory 4 was going to make it because I kept talking to Namco on Twitter. I was like, guys, come on, man. Or not Namco, but Natsume. And I kept talking to their PR people on Twitter. I was like, come on, guys, just say it's coming. And they were like, we don't have anything to say. I was like, I hate you, I hate you. And then Xseed was like, hey, we're going to bring it because Natsume is stupid. So
That's weird that a Harvest Moon Rune Factory game without Natsume.
Yeah, well, I mean, Xseed did, they localized the Wii one.
Did they?
Yeah, so they had, some luck doing that, but
I guess I didn't realize that.
Not some luck, but some experience doing the Rune Factory series already. I remember somebody tweeted to them and said, like, and it was just a couple weeks before the announcement, they were like, hey, you guys should do Rune Factory 4 because no one's talking about it. And then they were like, you know what? Doing another Rune Factory game might be pretty interesting. And then they announced it like a week or two later. So I wonder if they were already like working on it or if they just like called up Natsumi and were like, hey guys, you gonna release this? And they were like, nah. And they're like, okay, and then we will. But
that sounds about right. That's probably how it went down.
Yeah. If you don't know what those games are, it's just like Harvest Moon where you make crops and stuff, but you also fight monsters with weapons and hit on ladies and then get married and have children's.
It's like a manlier Harvest Moon.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with me lately, but all I want to play is games that make me feel like a 12-year-old girl where I play dress up and date. But, what else? And then they're also bringing Valhalla Knights 3 and E's Memories of Celceta, whatever, for the Vita. And those will all be coming out. Those two will be coming out this fall, and I think that Rune Factory 4 comes out in the summer. Yep, in summer. So, pretty neat.
A lot of good games coming.
Yep.
And I don't have time for any of them.
Yep. Don't buy any more, Addison. Just play what you got.
But Alien Colonial Marines is coming out.
No, just wait. That is a game that's going to be $20 in 6 months.
That is only possibly maybe true. And then there's probably other stuff. I don't know. Why isn't Animal Crossing out yet?
Huh?
I want Animal Crossing. Why is that not out yet?
Yeah, I know. That'll be
it. Yeah, okay.
Does that come out March or April?
It comes out, LOL, I don't know. Nintendo, we just, maybe. We'll get it out there.
We'll just throw it out there next week, and then they won't have any copies.
Oh my gosh. If that game came out and I couldn't get a copy, I would just kill myself. That's not going overboard, I don't think.
They say quarter two, 2013.
That's what
I guess, like...
Now I have to look up when the hell quarter two.
That's definitely summer.
It's doing math things. I don't need to look at math.
So right during my busiest time of the year. Wonderful. Thank you, Nintendo, for that.
Fiscal year. Why can't someone just tell me when quarter two?
It's like May or June, dude. It's definitely summer.
I'm finding out, man.
Could be April.
It is April 1st through June 30th.
Pray for April.
Yeah.
Bet it means May, though.
Probably.
We'll see.
Maybe it will come out on my birthday. Someone can buy it for me for my birthday.
What's your birthday?
July 8th.
I'm not buying you anything.
Wait a minute. I'm so stupid. That's after quarter two. What is wrong with my brain?
Hey, let's do questions.
No.
Yay! Let's do questions.
All right, let's do them.
Got a few. about the Fire Emblems. Yeah, we actually did.
I don't have any here.
The Pocket Toy Twitter got one, and I got one.
Hmm.
So let's see. Smurfy McGee asks.
Yeah, I love Smurfy.
He's a good guy. What do you make of the confusing release Nintendo had for Fire Emblem?
I make big piles of dumb poo out of it.
It was stupid. That's what I make of it.
Yeah, Nintendo. Like I said earlier, Nintendo is just like, hey, what if we have marketing, but just don't ship a game on time?
Yeah.
Or have enough copies.
Well, I think it was I'm kind of glad that. Not glad they didn't have enough copies, but it's cool to see that it sold way above their expectations.
Yeah, it definitely helped.
It's nice to see the RPGs have been selling way above their expectations recently.
Yeah, and it definitely, all of the media attention that's been getting because of the stupid shipping delay has definitely helped get the name out there more and get people interested in it,
well, I mean,
which
also,
is good.
There like hasn't been anything for the... Honestly, there hasn't really been anything for the DS in a while. Like, I haven't really bought a big, like, retail game and for my 3DS basically since Kid Icarus. And
yeah.
I've just been playing DS stuff and, like, eShop stuff. And so, you know.
Yeah.
Why,
pretty much.
I don't know. Why wouldn't they expect that there would be more of an interest for it? I don't know. But whatever.
Hopefully they learn from the mistake and don't do something similar in the future.
But they will.
They will. Yeah, they will. Hopefully it's just with something I don't care about this time.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be. Luigi's Mansion 2! 1 week delay because, well, we forgot that we were shipping it.
I forgot that's coming out really, really soon, isn't it?
Yeah, in like a couple months, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get that or not. Are you going to get it?
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Yeah, I'm just... I would.
I don't know if I'll get it right at launch. I don't know. It depends how I'm doing with games at the moment.
I never played the first...
Oh, wow. No, that's next month. March 24th.
I never played the first one, so...
Really?
Yeah. Never did.
That is maybe a really good game.
Maybe that's why I'm not interested, but...
You should... Like, you can probably pick it up pretty cheap.
If it gets some crazy good reviews, then I'll consider it. But we'll see. I don't have all the money in the world, so.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I'm probably definitely going to get Etrian Odyssey, though. I mean, yeah, you didn't dig the demo that much, but I really liked it. After a while, I could see myself getting really into it, especially because it has a casual mode. And, you know, my biggest complaint about the demo was, like, I died, like, several times because it was super hard. And then I would, like, have to go back to my last save, and it was just a big pain in the butt. But I hear on casual mode, it's, like, way easier, and you just, like, go back to town instead of having to restart from the last save. Okay, so Matt Manver 1.
What? Is that his last name?
No, I don't know what this... Matt Manver. I think he's a gaff guy. I've been talking...
Matt Manbear.
I've been talking to him on Twitter a lot lately. He's a cool guy. He's been going crazy on Fire Emblem. He asks, how hard was your guys' copy to find, eShop or physical? And we said we got it physical.
Yeah. I think compared to a lot of other people out there, we got pretty lucky.
Yeah.
We only had to wait one extra day. Not so bad.
That's one of the nice things about living in a small town is there's not as much demand for the stuff that we like.
Yeah.
It's just like, and so when something comes in, like, I don't really have to worry about reserving stuff. You know, I managed to find, what was it, Retro Game Challenge, like, launch day, I remember. I never reserved it, and there was, like, one copy in town. And I was just like, yep, this. So.
Yeah, never mind. I was going to mention when I got my Wii U, but those weren't really that hard to get, I guess.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal compared to, I'm sure, what other people are going through or went through. Like, I still go to NeoGAF, and people are still just like, yeah, like, they're still saying, like, yeah, my copy isn't coming now, or isn't coming until next week now. Amazon says it's not coming until next Wednesday. Amazon was selling it for $60 yesterday or today.
Well, I don't think Amazon was selling it for $60. I think they just have licensed resellers on there that were selling it for $60.
Nope, it was Amazon.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if it's still, I don't know if it still is, but it was them that they even said like 5 copies left and everything.
I'm looking at it right now and it's $40.
Yep. Well, it wasn't the other day or yesterday or something like that.
It does say temporarily out of stock, though.
Yeah. But whatever. Anyway, it's an awesome game. If you get a chance to buy it, definitely pick it up. If you can only get it on the eShop, then, you know, still worth it. So I wouldn't worry about
it. Yeah. From what I can tell, everyone that has bought it on the eShop hasn't regretted it.
Yeah.
Yep, oh, yep. Man. Speaking of 3DS games that are coming out soon, I didn't realize that Castlevania game comes out March 5th.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're going to have a lot to talk about the next month or two.
Dang it, I'm going to have to buy that.
Probably just, I mean, you can always rent stuff, too, from
your... Yeah, I'll see what the reviews are like.
Yeah, and even if they're mediocre, I still think we should just, you know, rent it and check it out.
Yeah.
So...
Dude, is that all the questions?
Yeah, that was all the questions. Who are you going to marry?
I don't know. Do you ever get that Anna chick? The one that, like, runs the DLC game?
Yeah, but I found out she doesn't have any kids.
Oh.
Oh, spoiler.
I don't know.
You know what's funny about her character? She's, like, a recurring character in the Fire Emblem games. I didn't even realize it. But really? once I googled Anna Fire Emblem, and then it showed like her from all the different Fire Emblem games, and I was like, oh yeah, she's like in all of them. And there's another recurring character too named like Kiki or something like that, or no, it's Tiki, and she's like a transforming monster chick, and which is cool because her race is supposed to be like live for thousands of years, and she's in like every Fire Emblem game, and I never even realized it. Not every one of them, but she's in a bunch of them.
I'll probably, I don't know. I was leaning towards Sully, not so much anymore.
Why?
I don't know. The more I like talk to her in like barracks and stuff, I'm just like, I don't really like you that much.
There's another ginger that comes in your party.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get some more characters before I really start thinking about it. But if I had to pick someone right now, probably be Lyssa. Can we talk about, can we just mention real quick that we like I said, I'm so bad with character names. I can't think of his name, but the character that like everyone ignores.
Kellum.
I knew it started with a K. I think it's really funny that we didn't mention him at all.
He cracks me up. Did you know what I noticed today on the box of the game?
Yeah, I saw that on Tiny Cartridge.
Oh, yeah?
Where he's like just barely in the background. Yeah. He's like just barely there.
I was just like looking at my box today. I was like standing there. I was like, wait a second. Who's that back? Oh, my gosh.
Did you see that post on Tiny Cartridge?
No, I didn't see it.
It was really funny because they had a little Fire Emblem post about Kellum. And there was a screenshot where the player was choosing to sell the lance that Kellum had equipped, and his dialogue was just, "Go ahead, sell my life. I don't care," or something like that. It's like, oh, Kellum.
What a great character!
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. I want to pair him up with a total babe.
Yeah, there's just to make up for everything.
Yeah,
there are a few things that bug me in this game though. Like one of the negatives I think is like I wish that more Risen would just spawn on the map, like more often. I feel like they don't really. And like in Sacred Stones, they do all the time, just like constantly. And I liked that a lot. And also like I feel that like the characters are really cool and unique, but they're all so weird. Each person is so weird. There's no people that are just like completely, I mean there's a few, there's not that many, they're just like kind of normal. They're like each one of them just has that, like, I don't know how to explain this, like as opposed to most of them being defined by like their personality type, most of them are defined by their like a weird thing about them. like they love candy, or they
yeah
or they're like no one ever notices them and stuff, which is goofy. It's whatever, but I just think that's
it's a fun little juxtaposition between like the the seriousness of war and like all these dark things that are happening in the land, and then just like in between this like goofy comedy in the barracks going on,
basically like a goofy high school drama, just
like it's like
hanging out.
Like in some ways, Fire Emblem Awakening is like the same thing as MASH, where it's like,
yes.
Oh, war is so bad. How come no one ever notices me? I sure like chocolate.
War is so awful and wacky.
Yeah. Fire Emblem.
Oh gosh. Man, okay.
This game would make an awesome anime.
Well, Persona 4 did, so.
That's what I hear. I need to watch those animes. Because there's a Persona 3 one too.
Probably will once I'm finished with the game.
I think I have the Persona 3 one downloaded. I just never watched it because I was like, I'm going to beat this game one day. And then I worked myself into a corner and I'm like, I'm never going to beat this game.
Yeah, I should have played it on easy. If I get to a point where I just can't anymore, then I will just take a break from it and come back and play easy.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, let's close it out. We've been going a little long than we wanted to.
I think we're not that much farther. Because
no.
We didn't start recording until like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, so I'll edit out a few goofy things and we'll be right around an hour. I just want to try and stick us to an hour because, man, that last episode was so long. But Pokemon.
So many nerd things to say.
So much Pokemans. So, anyway. You close this out.
Okay. You can find us on iTunes if you didn't already find us on iTunes. Just search for Pocketoid where you can...
Oh, speaking of iTunes, sorry to all of our iTunes listeners for the crap you had to go through over the last few weeks. iTunes screwed up our feed and all the episodes were out of order. And I was wondering why a few of our newer ones got so few downloads, and it was probably because you guys were, you know, downloading older episodes that looked like the newest one. So, sorry about that.
Yeah. Thanks, iTunes.
Yeah.
It's weird that an Apple thing was dumb.
Yeah, it never happens.
I just lost us some listeners with that comment. Anyways, yeah, go to iTunes. You can leave us a nice little rating and review so we can get some more exposure.
Listen on a regular basis, please. Just leave us a review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. Please.
You can subscribe. Make your listening habits easier if iTunes doesn't mess it up. And you can follow us on Twitter at Pocketoid. And I just created a Tumblr account that I am in the process of trying to make not stupid. By the time you're hearing this episode, I should have it fixed. It is pocketoid.tumblr.com. So I will be reblogging handheld gaming stuff on there from all of the handheld systems and posting links to shows and also having it where you can ask questions on there.
Yeah.
That can be on the episodes, stuff like that. So if you're on Tumblr, go follow it. And of course our blogs, but you can find stuff there. Our RSS feed, all that stuff. We're on the internet. Just go into Google and just type a thing. And I have been Addison/CracketyJones. You can follow me on Twitter at Addison_L. That's good enough.
And I'm Jordan, also known as Jackal27 on the internet. You can follow me on Twitter at Jackal27 or friend me on my 3DS if you want to, or Steam or whatever.
Yeah. Ask us for our friend codes and we'll send you things. The swap notes and pictures of wieners and stuff.
Yep.
And Geeky James, if I haven't done it by the time this episode comes out, I'm really sorry that I haven't added you on my friends list on PSN yet. I keep meaning to. I just keep forgetting because I haven't turned on my Vita in a while. I've just been playing Fire Emblem. But I haven't forgot about you. I'm sorry. I hope you don't think I'm a dick.
Oh my gosh, this Game Boy versus Game Gear GIF that you reblogged on our Tumblr is amazing. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I laughed pretty hard on
That. That's awesome.
that. Anyways, okay, I love you, bye.
All right, bye.